The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysias, and ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of God came to John and Zechariah in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord. As we enter more deeply into the season of Advent, I have a little confession to make about a faux pas from our parish that I was in last year. Somebody recently pointed out that our Facebook page, as we posted a video of the Mass for the first, supposedly it's the first Sunday of Advent, there was a typo in the spell check, and it came out as the first Sunday of Adventure. Yeah. But it got me thinking that it's probably truer than we think. It should be the first Sunday of Adventure. Is that we need to rediscover the drama of the Gospel. Not just live in the humdrum reality of, okay, this is the faith, it's there. I think I'm sort of living it. But take hold of the drama is right before us, presented in the stories and the images, calling us to repentance, to make way for the Lord. If we really start to put in our mind's eye and meditate, we look at this figure of St. John the Baptist. And really, he's kind of an ugly and scary figure. One who comes to us wearing camel hair, living in a desert off of only honey and locusts. That's a pretty scary figure. And calling us to repentance. Yet, he touched the hearts of thousands to hear his message through the Holy Spirit. And then if we look more closely, hear more closely the words of Baruch, he speaks about our Lord making every high mountain low and making way for the Lord, clearing all paths. This is a dramatic changing of the geography of the earth. This is literally earth-shaking events. The Lord was presenting to the prophet these images to get our attention, that we need to make way for the Lord. But we should also understand this was to be a sign of hope for Israel at the time, as they were facing persecution and difficulties because of their own faults. And they needed to both repent of their idolatry, of their trusting in politics, of their manipulations and not trusting in the Lord, and to have hope. See, these go together. One does not repent unless you take hold of the hope of the Lord, that he would listen to your repentance and make a new way of living in the world. This is what we all need to learn. First, to put away that which is not making way for the Lord, and then to be living in the hope of that the Lord can make a new world in our lives, a world in which we can see His love overflowing. As St. Paul says, in order to do that, we need to examine ourselves deeply in the Holy Spirit. One traditional way is the meditations of St. Ignatius of Loyola. If you enter into his spiritual exercises, he calls you to meditate on the life of Christ, on our relation with God, and judgment and sin, and to be rejoicing in Him, in the joy of the Lord. To do this in silence and meditation. One particular aspect, after we meditate on the life of Christ, is so many different aspects of His life. We can just take, for example, the 9 months that Joseph and Mary were contemplating the coming of Jesus as she was pregnant, or their trip to Bethlehem and their many difficulties. As we reflect, we can then bring it back to our own lives and make a good judgment about what we need to put in order, to put away, and to renounce. This is what St. Ignatius would call putting our life in order, part of his spiritual exercises. He says, you should examine, what do I need to renounce? Maybe it's some secret addictions. Maybe it's some tendency to gossip, impatience, anger. Maybe it's indifference to God, that you only pay attention to Him when you need something. You don't regularly come to Sunday Mass, and the Eucharist is not so important to you. These would be in the category of what needs to be renounced. And then others, what I need to put in order to grow in certain virtues, discipline in my life, to put your house in order. Along with this would be to trust in the Lord through those things. We can imagine the house of Joseph and Mary as they were living in trusting the Lord and putting all things in order, as was the calling of Joseph as the head of the household, Mary, who kept the house. What this then presents to us is that we need to make way for the Lord in our daily activities and to repent of those things which hold us back from receiving the Lord into our hearts. We know the Lord will come. He will come in our deaths, and He will come someday upon the earth in judgment. We need to be ready for this coming, this earth-shaking event of the coming of the Lord, to prepare our hearts to make way for Him. And we know that there is a dragon that is seeking to devour the child, as we see in the book of Revelations, who is also seeking to devour all the children of that woman, the children of the church. We then should be prepared to be living in repentance and trust of the Lord. And some signs can be, if we are fully purified in the Lord, that we can recognize in all circumstances and times the overflowing love of the Lord, and that He is producing a harvest of righteousness in us, that we are living pure and blameless, as St. Paul says. If not, we need to go back and say, what do I need to put right? What do I need to make straight? What mountains in my life do I need to allow the Lord to lower? And let us, in this time, walk with Joseph and Mary, trusting the Lord that He will take care of us, as he brings us to our heavenly homeland. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.